This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. State House Republicans are scheduled to begin meeting this hour to pick a new minority leader. This comes after Representative Mike Lynch resigned from the position Wednesday after outcry over a drunk driving conviction from 2022. CPR's Benta Berkland says it's not clear who the caucus might pick to replace him.
What's interesting here is that the caucus has so many new members, there's not really a clear heir apparent for the position. So they could be choosing between lawmakers who are sort of more traditional Republicans or further right representatives who might be willing to go further in trying to block Democratic work at the statehouse.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Denver International Airport's new West Checkpoint will open for a soft launch on Tuesday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the new checkpoint system will be faster and scan 200 people per hour.
The new checkpoint includes 17 lanes full of the latest TSA screening technology. That means no passengers will have to take liquids or electronics out of their bags. Facial recognition technology will require travelers to present an ID, but no boarding pass, making screening more efficient. But construction isn't over. Once the new checkpoint is in full operation on February 6th, the airport will permanently close the North Checkpoint to continue construction on the Great Hall, which will wrap in 2027. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
And Denver-based Frontier Airlines will add nonstop flights between 36 airports this spring. The budget carrier's expansion includes daily routes from Denver to Chicago and Los Angeles. Those flights start in April. Nonstop flights to New York will begin the following month. Frontier's low-cost competitor, Spirit, recently ended its service through Denver, citing low performance and technical problems. This is CPR News. In Denver today, highs in the lower 30s. It's 8:06.